This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. What if you held an election and nobody showed up? Well, that's practically what happened this week in a special election to fill the House District 53 seat in Birmingham, a district that was left open by the death of Representative Demetrius Newton earlier this fall. Out of almost 21,000 eligible voters, turnout was just 2.6%. We talk about it now with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. And good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, it seems like every election cycle, commentators decry the poor turnout. Is this special election somehow different?
Well, in the extremes, I suppose it is. I've never seen one in which, you know, you could get into the runoff with 1.1% of the registered vote. It's a startling and really a staggering display of apathy.
Well, why does it matter that turnout is so low? Is this just about feeling good about our democracy?
Well, I mean, if you want if you want 1% of your population to pick your representatives, there's nothing wrong with it. But that leads to a lot of troubles. I mean, you know, a very small group of our population picks our representatives, and you can, you know, like I said, one of those person raised enough money to for $17 a vote. You know, I mean, that's the way it works, and it's very troubling.
Well, I wonder if this is a case of perhaps too much voting, and this is what I mean. There's a special congressional election in Mobile later this month. There was a special election in Madison County in September. City of Birmingham elections in August. It seems like we're voting for something every few months, and it just kind of turns into white noise after a while.
Well, there are a lot of votes. I really don't see how a Mobile vote or those things would have anything to do with this one, however. I mean, there are some that come around, and I can see what you're saying, but I really think in this instance it was simply a lack of interest. And it is compounded by the fact that this legislative district is going to go away next year. So this really is a fairly temporary election. So if you're going to miss one, this is probably a good one to miss.
So what do you do about low voter turnout, generating that interest or trying to attack it in any way?
Well, you know, sadly, I think a lot of people are turned away because they feel like there's bad leadership and because they don't really know who to pick. Perhaps better leadership would give us more of a reason to get involved in the process.
Well, Birmingham City Council members held an election of its own. They selected Jonathan Austin as the new council president. He replaces former president Maxine Parker, who died last month. And, John, tell us a little bit about Jonathan Austin.
Well, Jonathan Austin's been there a couple of terms. He's really seen as a person on the council who would like to see that body get beyond the fighting for fighting's sake that it has done with the mayor's office, particularly over the course of the last few years. He would like to be seen, I know, as sort of that diplomatic sort of official who puts a better face on a council that has not always had the best, you know, reputation.
Well, Austin is seen as being close to the mayor's office, Mayor William Bell. Does his selection signal some new direction for the council in that regard?
Well, I think it's a huge win for the mayor's office, honestly, because it has not been that way, and it had an easy chance of going the other direction to leadership that was more antagonistic toward the mayor. So I don't know exactly if any strings were pulled there, but I do know the mayor's office is breathing a nice little sigh of relief.
Also this morning, we are in the waning days of 2013. The 2014 promises to bring much political fodder in the form of the next session of the Alabama legislature. Lawmakers will reconvene in Montgomery in January after a survey of some of the bills that have been pre-filed. John's a little bit concerned here. Now, John, you've highlighted two bills in particular from Mobile State Representative Joe Mitchell. What did they do?
Well, the first one would make any and all communication between legislators and staff members and any employee of the legislature privileged and confidential, and another would require notification of all legislators anytime a legal action was instituted against anybody in the legislature or their employees or departments. And these are things that are done in the name of, as everything is in Montgomery, it seems like, of accountability and transparency, and they do neither, and there's real concern that this will lead only to secrecy and a difficulty in pursuing investigations of officials down there.
We also have concern about a bill from Andalusia State Representative Mike Jones, and this one expands immunity.
Right. It would give the state sovereign immunity, inability to be sued to anybody who works for any Board of Education in the state of Alabama, state or local, which would mean citizens have no recourse against anybody in the education system.
Well, state representatives, state senators can propose bills. Do you actually see any of these passing?
I want to say no. I don't think the Mitchell bills have much of a chance of passing. I don't believe the school board bill does either. But this is Alabama, and never say never.
Well, 2014 is also an election year. That's the backdrop to the next legislative session. What effect do you see that having on what lawmakers do in Montgomery?
I think it will color everything they do and everything they don't do. We can be sure of one thing, no new taxes.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.